Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, I have a very special guest, Elizabeth Zaghetti. She lives in Miami now. She used to live in New York and she moved to Miami, I believe, after the pandemic. But she has been on program for a little over 7 years. We have spoken every day through text with her journey, and it's been just nothing but exciting. I love her. She's like family to me now. But the funny thing is I have not seen her in a little over 7 years. Of course, she sends me pictures, so I see her that way. And of course, I'm talking to her every day. We text each other, but I have not seen her literally like in person over Zoom or in my office since she was here a little over 7 years ago. So I'm very excited myself, but I'm so happy and excited for you to hear her journey that she has been on with me. So let's bring her in and we can start. There you are.
Yes. Hello.
Hey. Oh my
How
God.
How are you? It's so good to see you.
In so long.
I know, in 7 years.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
It's been 7 years. I think it was March 31st when I went to you in 2017.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I
That's
know.
Unbelievable. You look gorgeous. I always
see your pictures,
but you look so beautiful in person. Okay, so I'm very excited for all the clients to hear your story. They love listening to it because it gives them inspiration that other people do this and go through things, you know? I really want them to hear your journey, like from when you started. I know you had lost weight, but then you gained some back, right?
We
went through that whole period with menopause and everything, and which you look so young to be even through menopause, but really. And then now you got back to your amazing numbers.
Well, actually, I would have never thought that I would be 100 pounds ever again in my life. The last time I weighed 100 pounds, I think I was 18 or 19 years old.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I mean, my goal weight, so let's start from the beginning. When I went to you in 2017, I weighed 139 pounds and I look completely different, as you can see. I don't know if you remember. I had dark
hair. Oh, I totally remember.
A friend recommended you, and it took me about 2 months to actually make the commitment to call and make the appointment, because I think people in general are afraid of change. You know, they don't know what to expect. So I finally decided, I said, okay, I'm just going to make the appointment. And I went to see you. And it was so easy, so easy. I remember you asking me what I like to eat, and you created the menu. And once I started and I made that commitment, I said, okay, because I've tried, I mean, you name it, I've tried shakes, Atkins. You know, my whole life I was, you know, struggling with weight. And those things work, but for a short period of time. And then you do lose a little weight. But once you start eating again and you don't know how to eat the right way, which now I know because you have taught me, you gain it all back and some.
Right.
And so the program, and the reason why, you know, in my text, I always tell you that you're like family to me now, because we have been communicating on a daily basis for 7 years, and you have supported me, and you have changed my life because your program, I don't consider it a diet. It's a lifestyle change. And it has taught me so much on how to be disciplined and how to not give in to temptation and peer pressure. And because I have people who tell me, oh, you know, you're so skinny now, so you can afford to go out and, you know, and have a few drinks on a Saturday. And I said, no, it's not my cheat day. So no, I'm not going to do it unless it's a wedding or something, which I always let you know if there's a special occasion, and I let you know in advance, you know. So yes, I did lose weight when I first went to you, and I remember how excited I was, because it just, especially when you see the scale on a weekly, you know, and then as the months went on, and I was like 20 pounds down. I was like, oh my God, I would have never thought that I could lose so much weight and feel so happy. And the reason this works for me is because I don't feel deprived, because I know I have that cheat day, you know, on Sunday when I can eat something I've been craving all week. And I have to tell you, in the beginning, on my cheat day, I used to overdo it, but I don't anymore.
I love
I
that.
don't, because you know, like when you first start, you feel like, oh my God, this is my only day, you know, when I can eat the kitchen sink, you know, everything I find. But then, as the years went, you know, went by, I realized that no, I don't want to feel, because then the next day I feel awful. But so yes, when I went to you in 2017, I did lose weight and I was very excited. But then COVID happened and I was working from home. And even though I tried, and I did, I really did, I kind of was on program, but I wasn't, you know. So I did gain again. And then I had to make that decision one more time, like, that's it, no more, you have to stay on program. So I lost again, you know, once I ate clean, no more cheating, because you know, I watch every single video that you put on Instagram, and now you have the YouTube, and everything counts. Even a morsel of food counts.
I
It'll
love
affect
that.
your weight. So, you know, so I made that decision, and once I make that decision in my head and I'm very focused, I lose
Yeah.
immediately.
We have spoken throughout the whole 7 years. I think almost every day.
Yes.
And
Every day.
yeah,
Yes.
and I can literally see it in your text when you are like back.
And after that, I lost weight again. And then in 2021, in May, we moved to Florida. And I don't know what happened, because it happened so fast. We made the decision in January and I was here in May.
I know.
And not that I went to hell, because Florida is beautiful, and it's you know,
Just change.
but it was a huge change, and I honestly, it didn't feel like home for a long time. And even though I ate on program during the day, what I did was at night, I would pick on like chocolate covered raisins, and I don't know, I was just, I don't know if I was a little bit depressed, or I really don't know. But I gained again, and so I had to buy bigger clothes. And then in September of 2021, I made the decision. I said, no, I don't like myself. I'm not doing this for anyone. I'm doing this for myself, you know, because I need to like what I see in the mirror, and I need to feel good in my own skin. So then you told me about the keto version of the program. So I said, I want to do that. And when you told me about the 5-hour fast, I was like, wow, this is really awesome. And I can do it. I mean, people ask me, how do you not eat after 2 o'clock until the next day, 9 o'clock? I said, easy. I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry, because my mind is trained, not, it's like, it's me, just, you know, I'm so invested in it, and I really want it so badly. And I've been keeping this weight off now for 2 years. But now I'm in full menopause, and you know, sometimes where, you know, I go up and
Yeah,
down
your levels,
1 or
yeah.
2 pounds, yes. But that's because Sometimes I feel so bloated from the water. I guess I
Yeah,
need
and I was
a
gonna
lot
say,
of
and you don't ch
water.
it's it has nothing to do with your food. That is absolutely all hormonal because you're
Yes.
so good with your food. It that really, and that's why it's always like a 2 pound. It's like usually 98 to 100, 98, and that's why, because you know it's your body's fluctuation from your
Exactly.
yeah, right.
Exactly. And I'm so very happy, and you really changed my life. And I really, even though I'm at my goal weight, I still need your support on a daily basis. I still, because for me, and I don't know, I can't speak for other people, but I need to be held accountable. So you're almost like my teacher, and I'm handing in my homework on Sunday. So if I, so it keeps me on track, because I know that even if, let's say, one night I have like a craving for something, I'm like, oh no, because Sunday is your weigh-in, and I want to make Josephine proud of me. I want to be proud of myself. So no,
I
so
love that.
have a glass of water, go to sleep. Sunday will be here in 3 days, 2 days, whatever. And so I need to have you as my coach, as my therapist. Yes, that's why I always tell you, I will never leave. I will never leave, because life changes, things happen, and I will always need your support and your expertise, and you're so knowledgeable. You know so much about menopause and how the body, you encourage me, and you let me know it's okay if you gain a pound this week, you will lose it next week. And when I see that, then I say to myself, okay, don't beat yourself up. If there's always next week, you're gonna do better. It's gonna be okay. The weight will come off, that 1 pound or 2 pounds, but I've been good for
You're
the past
amazing.
2 years.
You
Yes.
have been amazing, absolutely amazing. Especially
Well, because
you
of
have
you.
been through so many changes. You really
Yes.
have. I mean, like, think about it. Even from when you started, then you went through COVID, then the move,
Yes.
that was a big deal. You never gave up. Even when there
No.
were times when you were going through the changes that it wasn't, you may not have been 100%, but you were never like completely off. You always tried, you know?
Yes. And
And
I
I
will
think that's
never give
important.
up.
I think of when you first walked in my office. I mean, and that was 7 years ago. And I swear to
I
you look
know. I was a di yeah. I was a completely different person. I was
it's
not happy because
amazing.
nothing worked, and I am so happy now. I'm confident, and like I said, I'm not doing this for attention or for anyone. I'm doing this for myself, because getting older, sucks. Like, as women, I think we just. I don't know. For me, at least, it's sometimes when I say, "Oh, I'm 52. I'm gonna be 53." It's like even hard to say it, but it's reality. And I'm in full menopause. Like, I remember being 30 and looking at women in full menopause, and they were extremely heavy. And that's another reason why I am so grateful that I started this. And I tell people who try to lose weight, don't do the shakes and all these fad diets, and don't just change your lifestyle. And I always refer them to you,
Thank you.
because it works. It works. Think of it as okay, this is how I'm going to eat from now on. And like I said, I'm never hungry, I'm not deprived, I'm very healthy. I just had blood work done. A full panel, everything
Right.
is normal, so I'm not deficient in anything. I eat very healthy, and I just eat less.
I love
Yes.
so many things that you said because one, I feel like so many people going through menopause, they think like that's it, like I'm done, like I can't. And
No.
look at you. I mean, that is just so inspiring for so many people. You
Thank
don't even know.
you.
It's the truth. And because listen, you're at your lowest weight. I mean,
Yes.
since you've been 18 and you're in full-blown menopause. I mean, that tells you right there, like
I
what
know.
you're capable of if you change your mindset, you know,
You
because
have to
it's
change
always
your
about your
mindset.
mindset. Yeah.
Yes. And like I said, don't look at it as a diet. This is a lifestyle change, and it's a healthy one. I feel like I have more energy. I sleep better because, you know, because I don't go to bed bloated and, you know, and I love it. I
I
truly,
love
truly
that.
love this program. I love your support.
Oh, thank you.
You are my friend, you know, you're like family to me. And just, you know, you're so encouraging and inspiring. And I don't know what I would do without you. So when I say that you changed my life, and I've said this many times in my text messages to you, it's the truth. You have changed my life. Because yes, I've seen many women who give up when they're in menopause, and you know, they gain a lot of weight and they don't know what to do. And I'm very grateful that, you know, that I look like this,
Oh my gosh,
you know,
I'm so happy for
and
you. There's no better
thank you
feeling.
so much.
But I wanted to say one thing, because I do ask everyone this. Do you exercise? Have you exercised
Yes.
for this?
Yes. Well, because I lost, you know, a lot of weight, I became very thin. And I just didn't like the way, like, you know, I look too thin, I should
Right.
say. So I started, so I do my own weight training, just, you know, push up,
Right.
squats, sit ups.
You lost your weight and then you really started incorporating the exercise.
Yes. And since I've been doing, it's been about close to a year now that I've been doing squats
Love that.
My whole body, even, you know, my sister and my mom, they're my biggest supporters, and they're telling me like, wow, now you look healthy, you look great, you know,
Right.
like you lost all that weight, you still weigh the same, but you have a shape, you know, like
Right.
my legs are toned, you know, my butt, my stomach, my arms,
Yeah, I could
you
see it.
know,
Looks
so
great.
yes. So I just do my own thing.
Yeah, and that's
I don't
great.
need to. Yeah. And you know, of course, eating on program and not cheating, and you
Love
know,
it.
and drinking my water so my teeth,
Good. Your
you know,
beautiful
nice and
skin.
hydrated.
I love it.
So I drink a lot of water. Yes,
Yeah, that's
and
good.
I follow everything that you tell me, and you know, and it really works. And I highly, highly recommend it to anyone
You. I love
who
that.
wants to live a healthy lifestyle and
I
feel
literally
good.
cannot wait for people to see your before and after. You looked older when I fe first
I
met you than you
did.
do now. It's unbelievable.
Yes, and that's what you know. I mean, I know some people say, accept, you know, like I have a friend who tells me, oh, you know, just accept your curves. And I said, but you don't understand, you know, that's you. You
Right.
can accept your curves, and I respect that. But for me, I've always been like, when I was younger, you know, in my 20s, I've always been a petite
Right.
girl. And that's when I feel good. I want to
Yeah.
feel good about myself. This is how I think, and that's what makes me happy. If you want to embrace your curves and whatever, that's on you. You know,
Right.
this is what makes me happy. You know, being thin, you know, fitting in a size 20, I bought a size 24 pair of jeans, and I'm
I love
so, so proud of myself.
that.
I'm like, oh my God, 24. Like, oh my God. I was like so excited, so excited. It just gives me joy, you know,
Yeah.
because like I think I've said this to you before, there's so many things in this life that we have no control over, right? Like, you know, loved ones getting sick or passing away, or my little doggy passing away, but
I
what I
know.
put in my mouth, I have control over. That's the only control I have, like
Right.
what I eat. So
100%. I love that. I preach it and I agree 100%. And I do think that you really live that. And that's one of the things I love that you and I say this to people because I always see the ones who have the best results. They really live the program. They know they're in control.
yes.
They live it, you know, and that's what makes the difference. They don't just do it. They live it, you know.
No, I live it. Yes. And I wake up every day, and I know I start eating at 9, and I know I have that window between 9 and 2, and I'm good. I really am. I'm not hungry after 2
Yeah, it's
o'clock,
amazing.
and I get my nutrients in. I drink Of course, I drink water even
All
after
day,
2 o'clock,
right.
but that's it. I just drink water, and I'm not hungry. I'm very satisfied. I'm very happy, and like I said, I sleep better, and I wake up in the morning. I'm not bloated. I feel light. I feel great. And
Yeah.
putting clothes on,
I was
it's
going to
just
say that's a great feeling.
amazing. Yes. When I look in the mirror, I like what I see. And
Yeah.
and of course, people at work noticed when I started losing weight. And it's nice to get
Of
compliments, of
course,
course,
yeah.
but I'm
You work
really
so
doing it for
hard.
myself,
Right. I know. And you have to
And
do it for yourself. That's important.
exactly, I do it for myself, but I see people who struggle, and I always tell them, try it. I need you. So I told you I will never leave.
I know.
You can get rid of
I
me.
don't ever want
I'm
to.
staying with you forever because I truly need your support. So
So
that's how I feel about it. Yes.
that's amazing. Thank you so
You
much.
are
You.
amazing, truly. You are such a blessing. I am so grateful to the person who referred me to you because you have changed my life. I
Oh,
swear,
thank
you
you.
really did. Even though I've had some hiccups in the 7 years, but for the past 2 years, thank God, I've been doing great, and
Amazing, yeah.
I am determined to continue on this path and not let anything, get in the way. I thank you for being you, for your knowledge, for your expertise, for your all your support. I am so grateful. Thank you. You are
Always,
so
always.
kind, and your words of encouragement, they stay with me, and they motivate me.
I'm
So
so
I
glad.
want to say thank you so much.
Thank
I love
you.
you so much.
I
You're
love
like family
you.
to
I'm
me.
so happy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. That was amazing. You are so inspiring. I know the clients and the customers are just going to love listening to your story. Everyone struggles as we get older. And, I think you have proven that just because you're going through menopause, just because you're in your 50s, you can still be and look the way you want to, the way that makes you feel the best by doing the right things and following. And yes, sometimes it's hard and you will have hiccups, but you can get through it. And you've proved that. And I'm so proud of you. Don't ever give up. This is a great message for everyone. Do not ever give up. It doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter what you're going through. She is the lowest she's been since she's 18 years old and she's 52, and she has never looked better in her life. So proud of you, Elizabeth. I am so happy, and I'm so happy I got to see you too. So thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you for all the feedback. I love it. I appreciate it. It makes my day. I'm wishing everyone a happy, healthy week full of love and hugs and kisses from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.